I guess we should start here. Feeling any better about the Browns being 1-4 today?
Nope.
Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, the 48-hour rule?
I
slept on it a couple times.
Should we push it? Should we push it to 72 hours?
I might need 96 on this one.
Because this isn't, because it's not just about the Washington loss, in which, let's remember, they quit and they got blown out. And honestly, we didn't even get like a phenomenal game from Jaden Daniels because his stats are pretty mid if we're going to, you know, go Gen Alpha about it. But no, I mean, it's that. And then it's the fact they're 1-4. And it sure seems like everybody's saying all the PR spinny kind of things. And nobody really seems all that interested or worried about actually fixing the things, the elementary things that are sinking the Cleveland Browns.
No, but Stefanski's getting right back to the drawing board.
Well, that's good.
We'll have this figured out. Maybe we can have Jerry Jeudy running more sprints after practice.
I actually know. No, this is, no? You need to get a new drawing board.
The problem was the drawing board.
Maybe this one is a whiteboard and Kevin works better on chalk. Right?
I could be.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like fully unlock his genius unless there's like that white powder on the easy there.
The LeBron powder.
The LeBron powder on, you know, just
he's
going
to toss it up in the air too before.
And you're like, wait, is that an X or is that a Z? I don't know because my hand just scraped across it. I think we just figured out. So it really does. So it's so funny we're talking about this. I don't know that it's that funny. But what really does annoy me is it's not like, I think there is a gross oversimplification where it's just Deshaun, right? Even people who just flat out do not believe in Deshaun will say it's not just Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been saying for a minute now, it's how you're losing that pisses me off. And I think we've gotten to the point where it's not even about effort so much so. Well, the Sunday was about effort, but it's also about you're just losing in the dumbest, most elementary way. Like we could bring Ken Carmen off the Streetsboro Rockets, you know, sixth grade field. And Ken could coach up some of the crap that's going on right now. And it's happened repeatedly. Even in the one win you had in Jacksonville, there were stupid little mistakes. Things such as, like, what is your assignment? Like, hey, there's a guy obviously blitzing here. Can someone call it out so we can, whether it's move the running back over, just get somebody in front of them. It is so far elementary in how they're screwing up. That annoys me more than just being 1-4.
Yeah, while also leading the league in penalties for several weeks of the season.
And drops. Do not forget the drops.
It's drops, it's penalties, and now we added sacks by 9 for Deshaun Watson over every other quarterback in the NFL. Like, we're leading the league in a lot of bad categories here.
So, we spent a lot of yesterday on Deshaun. We are going to spend a lot of this week on Deshaun.
Yeah.
Today is not about Deshaun. Today is about everything else. And so, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to ask the, because I think the two biggest problems right now, I think it's fair to say that Deshaun might be one of the two biggest problems. The problem is nobody wants to look at the other problem. I do think, though, as we start with the defense, I don't know why Jim Schwartz is getting a pass 5 weeks into the season where...
Not a Peterlin pass, by the way. We need to make this abundantly clear.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what?
In case someone was confused.
I don't want to sully the Peterlin pass here because you have not given him the Peterlin pass.
I told you in the beginning, we don't hand it out like it's candy at Halloween. Like,
that's true. You
got to earn a Peterlin pass.
That's true.
In the couple months now, have I given out a Peterlin pass? I don't think one has been gone.
When people see the Peterlin pass, it's like the Better Business Bureau sticker. Right?
That's right.
Or it's like a guarantee on like any sort of product you buy.
Yeah,
like,
100% back, money back guarantee.
Wait. So if this thing falters in the first 3 years, I get a free TV and my money back. That's the Peterlin pass.
How can they promise me that those socks are lifetime and they're going to last for another 70 years? How can they promise that?
That's true.
How do they do that?
You don't have to worry about that with a Peterlin pass because when you've said it, you've thought it out and it's there. So it's not a Peterlin pass. But it is wild to me that we've talked this much about Deshaun. We've talked this much about Amari. We've talked this much about Kevin and Ken Dorsey and the O-line. And we continue to look at the defense and we kind of just skip over the fact that, one, they sucked something awful for 3 quarters of the 4 quarters. Yeah, they were great in the 1st quarter. Don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
You were awful in the 3 quarters that followed. And I know it doesn't look like from a scoring perspective that they've been awful, but all the little rudimentary things that you can do to be just good defensively, tackling, being short tackling, limiting missed tackles, swarm tackles, little communication things. There's like seven other things we could mention. All those things are the things that's stopping the Browns defense from being consistent. And it just feels like we're just a lot of people are just chalking it up to, well, it's because Deshaun on the offense can't stay on the field.
Well, and I feel like in today's NFL, I don't know why. I mean, we're so offense orientated, but think about what happened with the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are fresh on everyone's mind because you probably watched last night's game. Do you know the last time the Chiefs allowed 30 points in a game? Browns have done it twice already this year, Cowboys, and then obviously last week. You know the last time the Chiefs allowed 30 points in a game?
I can't honestly think of one.
The Super Bowl.
Okay.
Not this last Super Bowl, the one against the Eagles.
Oh.
It has been 26 games since they allowed 30 points in a season.
And that's good.
That's good.
Okay.
You want that.
Yeah. Some might say that's like elite.
Yeah. Since the start of last season, they are first in points per game. They are third in yards per game. They are fourth in sacks. Defensive EPA per drive, they're fourth as well. Like Mahomes can struggle because their defense has been that dominant. Like, that was the whole post-game show with Mahomes last night. It was like, oh, I think people woke up to the idea that the Chiefs' defense has been good for a really long time. And it's like, yeah, he doesn't have to be great. And that's what we were promised here, Nick. We were promised the idea that you didn't have to be great at the quarterback spot because the defense was going to be so dominant. And so far through five games, it's not that they haven't been dominant. They've been very below average.
So it's interesting we're having this conversation because Rodney McLeod, who, again, I cannot say enough about a guy who this is, what, his second year here, who every single Tuesday gives an hour of his time to come in studio, and he has kept that commitment when a lot of other athletes would have not done that. I think him showing up every week and talking about this is wildly impressive. If he doesn't do it in the future, I will then call him out. But for now, no, this is wildly impressive.
I remember, we had the conversation, me and you, off the air at one point, being like, is Rodney going to show up the next day?
Yeah.
And we've seen enough athletes not show up the next day.
Was that the Dallas game? Or was that the Giants game?
I'm pretty sure that was the Dallas game. We might have the same convo after the Giants game, too.
Do you think it's like a weekly reminder, have the should Rodney show up today conversation after what we saw on Sunday?
Every week in my mind, it's what I think about. And listen, think about it, for instance, like Up and Adams, Kay Adams does every week with Devontae Adams. That's mm-hmm. like a weekly thing that she does.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams wasn't there today.
Yeah.
Why?
He's no longer the Up and Adams part of Up and Adams. It's only K.
It's it still counts, yeah. Though. You still have one Adams.
That's true.
So the show still works.
But you don't have Adams.
I don't know. Was Aaron Rodgers, did he do it in his spot with McAfee today?
That I don't remember. Oh, there's no way in hell.
Because the idea is most athletes just skip out in these moments.
His athlete,
was like a big parade for him.
What the hell? No, his agent. There's no way his agent let him. Because his agent spent all morning being like, guys, this wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault. Oh, no, this was, Christopher Johnson or Woody Johnson. I don't know the difference between my Johnsons here. But, no, like, this is one of the Johnsons' decisions, not Aaron Rodgers. Okay, bub, sure. But Rodney McLeod was on the morning show with the Morning Boys, Ken and Anthony, today. And one of the things he got into was the emphasis on not giving up big plays for this defense.
I mean, I think going into any game, you want to eliminate explosives, eliminate big plays. That is something that, you know, we do focus on. There's direct correlation with explosives to winning. You minimize that and you more than likely come up on the positive side of things. So I think for us defensively, it's more about how do we play a complete 60 minutes of ball. You know, Jim came in the other day and he talked about how, you know, 58 of, you know, of our 67 plays were giving up an average of, you know, 2.8 or 9 yards. But then you have those set of plays right there that accumulated to maybe 200 worth of yards. And, you know, for us as a elite defense, those are the things that we have to avoid and eliminate from the game in order to give our team the best chance possible. Whether our team is scoring 40 points or they're scoring 14, our job is to prevent them from scoring. And at the end of the day, if our offense gives us 3, that should be enough for us. And that's our standard, right? Other teams don't have that level of standard, but that's what we created last year.
All right, so that is Rodney McLeod. And I think a lot of teams in the NFL are saying we have to eliminate, we'll live with the intermediate plays, we'll live with the underneath, but we don't want to get hit on the explosive plays. The problem with the Browns defense is it feels like both things inevitably end up happening.
How much awareness did that comment lack?
Not as much as
so delusional.
Not as much as the one we're going to play in about 10 minutes. Sounds like it lacks.
Well, I mean, listen, I understand it. He comes on the radio station. Again, applaud to him to even showing up. But like, what are we doing here? How can you possibly tell us that's what you think right now? We're not stupid. We watch the games. We see what's happening here. But I don't think he means it. I think he genuinely believes what he's saying. I think he genuinely thinks that they're one of the best defenses in the NFL, and he hasn't been able to wipe away the moniker that they had last season. He hasn't adjusted. He's like, oh, they told me I was great last year. I guess I'm great again this year.
I don't think it's just him.
No,
I don't know that he does believe it. I think he's saying it because that's what they're saying, and I think not saying it would open up a caveat. I think they keep saying it and it's not true. And I think that's very telling about the need to feel important and the ego. Honestly, it's the ego of the defense.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
I feel like last year we started to see some of the pieces crumble. Final six games, but they still walked around. They went into that Texans game, the postseason game, Nick, and they acted as if C.J. Stroud wasn't going to light them up. And within minutes, we all knew watching that game that C.J. Stroud not only had him figure it out, but C.J. Stroud, he knew exactly what to do there.
216-474-0092. So as we start the show, good day, everybody. I tried it. It didn't work, but I did try
it. Didn't fail.
Okay, that's right. Because we didn't fail, because we at least tried.
Hey, we're volume shooters around here,
that's
okay?
True.
You just keep taking the shot.
Look at my TikTok. At Nick Wilson says, Nick Talk. Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB Insider. He's joining us as long as the Gardos are in the playoff four. So another hit today at 240. That was a very sloppy way of wording that. Brett Boone at 240. We've got Jason Stanford, who you guys have heard on the station recently, hosting with me. He's going to call in at 340. We're going to go ahead and look at the Guardians' loss in the playoff game there. The series now tied at one game apiece as we shift to Detroit for Game 3 starting tomorrow. Then we got the 5 at 5, predictably at 5. Albert Breer at 520, but we're going to start here. Why is Jim Schwartz getting a pass for the Brown struggles? And the word elite was thrown around a lot today. Rodney McLeod did answer on that. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.